can take it very quickly. Let's take House Bill 1076 to permit certain persons whose driving privileges have been suspended or revoked to attend counseling programs. And if we could make it a very brief testimony.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. My name is DJ Hansen. I'm with the UJS. Excuse me. The bill before you, 1076, had been amended in the House, and it is now entitled an act to permit certain persons whose driving privileges have been suspended or revoked to attend counseling programs. And I'll very briefly go through that. Section 3212.52.3, that's the revocation for drug-related offenses. And I'm not sure if the bill that you have before you, but on line 13, 14, and 15.
Of which page?
On page 1. The change is to add or counseling programs. So it would read, for any offense under this section, the court may issue an order permitting the person to operate a motor vehicle for purposes of the person's employment, attendance at school, or counseling programs. The second change in this bill comes under section 3212.52.4, which is the suspension for certain alcohol-related offenses by a minor. And again, on page 2, line 15 and 16, the verbiage or attendance at counseling programs was added. And the third change under section 3233.18, which is failure to stop unsigned or eluding an enforcement vehicle as a misdemeanor or officer in uniform. That change comes on page 3 under line 7 and 8, and that's under the eluding is a class 1 misdemeanor. In addition, the court shall order that the defendant's driver's license be, and we're asking that be changed to revoked for 1 year, but may issue an order allowing the defendant A, and then again the verbiage on the counseling to operate a motor vehicle for purposes of defendant's employment, attendance at school, or counseling programs. And the last change is on your on line 17, 16 and 17, for any subsequent violation, the court shall order that the defendant's driver's license be, again, revoked rather than suspended for 5 years. Revoked being a harsher penalty, and we feel it's more in line with the class one misdemeanor. This is as the bill is now after having been amended in the House.
What is the practical difference between revocation and suspension? You said it's harsher, but from a practical point of view, how is it harsher?
I believe when a license is revoked, the defendant has to pay a reinstatement fee, and they need to retest.
I see. Okay. Are any questions? The witness. Any questions? If not, thank you very much. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1076? Any further proponents? If not, are there any opponents? No opponents. We'll close the testimony. Open to motion and discussion. I entertain a motion. It may be passed by Moore. Is there a second by DeVic? Discussion. No discussion. We'll see the vote. Secretary will call the roll.
DeHewick?
Aye.
Angie?
Aye.
Kessel?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
6 yeas, no nays.
Move consent. No move consent. Okay. As long as you move consent, perhaps you would speak to this on the floor.
Me.
Can you move consent?
That's why I moved consent. I didn't
want to. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Haines moves. Dugard second. Yeah.